them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, beef jerky. Hello, everyone. This is Ray I. Taste test. I'm here with Billy Smith, scenic guide, tour service, professional outdoorsman. Here you go, Billy. Try that.
This is good, man. I ain't got time to talk, man.
No, this is good. Very good.
Very good. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Jim Anderson, Shady Lane's Cabins and Motel. Jim, tell me what you think of this jerky.
That's excellent. First, it's tender, and you don't have to chew and gnaw on it all day long. Secondly, the spices are just right.
Brandon Butler, Executive Director of the Conservation Federation. Here we go. How's the taste test?
That's good.
Good?
That is really good. Oh, man, that's amazing. So I get to keep the bag, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Typical outdoor communicator. I get to keep the bag. You can order your own Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company beef jerky, DoveCreekWagyu.com. Wagyu's W-A-G-Y-U. That's DoveCreekWagyu.com. Best damn beef jerky.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Mantality, the men's health clinic you have come to know and trust, has FDA board certified physicians providing you with treatments to increase your energy, mental sharpness, and even weight loss. Mantality is helping men become better dads and husbands. Mantality will work with your insurance and will find a way to help any guy feel better. Mantality is fast, easy, and will even deliver medication to your door. Find out how Mantality can help you get back to your old self. Go to lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
What does USDA Prime Beef really mean? You usually won't find USDA Prime Meat at your supermarket because its limited supply is gobbled up by the finest upscale restaurants. Of all the beef produced in the U.S., less than 2% is certified USDA Prime. But at Surf and Sirloin, located eastbound Manchester just west of 270, that's what's for dinner. The USDA Prime New York Strip Ribeye and Porterhouse. And Surf and Sirloin is also now hiring servers, hostess, and bartender positions. Call 822-3637 or check them out online, surfandsirloin.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
At the Gatesworth, you set the standard for exceptional senior living. Their warm residential setting and commitment to personalized service ensure that each resident has what they need, when they need it, and the way they like it. Start with the active routine, relax, and savor each moment. Visit the Gatesworth on Facebook or schedule a personal tour on thegatesworth.com and see for yourself how the Gatesworth does senior living your way.
I see a red door, I want to paint it black.
Yeah. Drive fast music.
I see a red door and I want it painted black.
Scott Sherman's in the building and he's here to help you with the legal stuff. He's an attorney. Now, the smart people will call as soon as I say these numbers. And the not as smart people will hold back and wait and maybe be able to get in and maybe not. So here are the numbers. I'm going to do one bit of business, and we're going to bring Scott right in. He's actually sitting here now. Prove it. Say hi, Scott.
Hi, Frank.
There you go. Yeah, I said, say hi, Scott.
And he said, that's hi, a Frank. Weisenheimer
deal. Follow directions. 314-821-0590. I'll do that again. 314-821-0590. Here's the other one. 855-282-TALK, which is 855-282-8255. You need to call now. I'll do some business, and we'll jump right in with Scott Sherman, attorney at law. Thompson Price. You've heard that name for 20, at least 22, maybe 23 years. It's the longest running advertiser the show has. That is a long time to stick with somebody. It's called loyalty, but it's also called smart, because their business is really good. They're busy. They're doing a lot of kitchens and baths, and many of them are for AM and the PM people. So thank you for that. It's extremely important you let them know where you're. That's what keeps people on the air. That's why they're still here after 22, 23 years. The name Price, it's important that you make sure, no matter how many companies you talk to, you make sure that one of them has the name Price in it, because there is another company with a similar, sort of partially similar name. We don't want you to get confused. It is Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. I don't know how long you've been in your house. I know that my son and daughter-in-law will be moving in the end of the month and closing on the house they just bought. And sadly, and I called Tom Price and I said, I got some bad news. I said, the kitchen of my son's new house, nice. It's nice. Sorry. They won't be remodeling anytime soon, because I was kind of hoping just for, you know, the purposes of getting him some business, that they'd go in and go, well, we love everything but the kitchen. We're going to have this kitchen completely redone. But looks like it was redone not long ago. Now, depending on the quality of the work, maybe in a few years, Thompson Price will have to move in and redo it. If you're in a house and the house has outlived the kitchen or the master bath, in other words, it's hard for the rest of a house to look dated. The only thing that dates the rest of the house is maybe carpeting and paint. That's easy. Recarpet, repaint. But kitchen and bathroom, that's a different deal. That's not something you're going to do, and it's not something you're going to do for $5,000. We'll redo your kitchen for $5,000. Good luck with that. No, you can't do it and not do it the way we're talking about doing it. Making it spectacular. Making it perfect for you and your family. Their showroom is in De Pere. It's less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. And you can also find out more at Thompson Price. Remember that price? ThompsonPrice.com. Oh, I get to harmonize. I love that.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law? Well, you see, I didn't really mean you any harm.
That's Johnny Cash, and that always means it's time. Limey, I have no screen in front of me. That means it's time for our legal segment we do every Thursday, where Scott helps you with legal issues at no charge. Become very popular, and we are so grateful for the sponsor, for Scott Sherman, and that's Peroni's Pizza. I saw another article the other day on the top 100 pizzas, and then a whole breakdown of why this pizza was good, and people liked it. Look, it's pretty subjective. Some people like a certain kind of cheese, and some people don't like that kind of cheese. Some people don't ever want meat on a pizza. I like as much meat as you can get on a pizza. But I'll tell you this. I tasted Peroni's for the first time at a golf tournament. And my first reaction was, I wish I had one of these about a block away from me. Right now, they're in Florissant and St. Peter's. Maybe one of these days, Wildwood Peroni's. They need to think about that. And, of course, they serve more than just pizza, and it's all real good. I would say finger-licking good, but somebody else stole that slogan. I can't use that. And they have a buffet. Every Monday through Friday, it's an all-you-can-eat Peroni's buffet from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and on Fridays, it includes their famous chicken wings. P-I-R-R-O-N-E-S, Peroni's. Check their website out. It's PeronisPizza.com. One more time for the numbers, and we're jumping in here. Lines are open still. If you're smart, you call 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. Say hello to Scott Sherman, everybody.
Thank you, Frank. Frank.
How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here.
Ready to help people?
Absolutely.
Folks, you can call about DWI stuff, about the branch of another guy's tree fell in my yard. My husband hadn't paid child support. I want to evict somebody, but they won't leave. Whatever. He's here to help you. D is first. D, you're smart to call early. Welcome to 590 The Fan and say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm great, D. How are you?
I'm great. I have a question, and I don't know if we would need an attorney for this. It's a Social Security log type of question. So here it is, and you can let me know. I have a father still, but he got married after my mother passed away about 2 years. He was shy of his 60th birthday by 15. He was 59, going to be 60 in 17 days. I've been trying to read the law, but it looks like now he's now gotten a divorce. He's 80. Can he still apply for my mother's, who's deceased, Social Security?
Wow.
This is a new one.
Okay.
I'm not even taking a run at this. Go ahead.
Your mother and dad got divorced, or she predeceased him?
My mom died 20 years ago. Yes. Yes. My mom passed away. My dad got married 17 days shy of his 60th birthday. Well, I've been trying to read, and he is now getting a divorce. He's 80. He's divorced now. I don't know if he's able to now to apply for my deceased mother's Social Security.
Wow, this is a great question.
This is the question when you get it on the bar exam. You go, well, I think they have another one in February.
But I get it again.
Yeah, but I believe it's this. He was the surviving spouse at the time of her death, so they were never divorced. So
correct.
It's not as though his remarriage should affect his survivor rights. The question would be, how on earth did it take all this time for the survival rights not to be applied for, even though he was married to somebody else? I know people that get survivor rights and they remarry. So here's what I would like you to do.
Okay.
I know exactly who would know this question.
Okay.
I'm going to give you that person's contact information after you give me an email. And I will do it before the end of the evening if you send it to my email address.
Okay.
Do you know, Dee, do you know? Go ahead. What is it? What's his
email? Well, I thought it was Sebastian. No, give it to me again.
No, I want you to take a run at it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, Scott. Tell her.
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
At Gmail. Okay, I got it. All right, sir. Thank you very much. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Dee, I need to ask you a quick question.
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
I am 46.
My favorite age.
Oh, my favorite age.
Wow, how about that? Dan, remember a while ago I just said, you know, my favorite age is 46.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dee. Good luck.
All right, thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Married 20 years and then he divorced at 80. I would think getting divorced at 80 is odd. I think of people getting divorced, I don't think of people that old for some reason, but I guess, you know, they do. They get divorced too.
I feel the same way. Maybe he's ready for the Corvette, the Puka shells, and
maybe he's ready for
a nine in the town.
An old life crisis. There's a midlife crisis.
Right.
Why not an old life crisis? Mark is next. Mark, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Mr. Sherman.
Hello, Mark.
Yes, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
My question is, I have a tenant that's probably 3-4 months behind in rent. What steps do I take to evict her?
Very good. We've had this before. These are good.
You want to file what's called a rent and possession case. Is this a Missouri or an Illinois?
Missouri.
You will file this action in the Associate Circuit Court if they owe less than $25,000. You do not need a jury. As I sat in a courtroom this morning, there were several of these, and almost no one showed up. You have to get them served personally if you want to be able to collect the back money. If you just want to kick them out, you can have that service of the summons posted on the door. My suggestion is you have an attorney do this, because they have the paperwork and they do it all the time. And there's a difficulty with serving people sometimes. They'll hide or they'll disappear. So I would contact a landlord-tenant real estate lawyer, find out what their fees are, and have them file the rent in possession. And after that's filed and the summons is served, you'll get a court date about 60 days later. You probably would not have to go, because it's probably going to be a default. And if it's set for trial, then you would most likely win. What do you win? Well, if they don't move out by the order out date, the sheriff comes and throws them out and throws other stuff on the street. That's kind of fun. And then you get a judgment, which most likely you won't collect, but you can collect by having their wages garnished or some other execution, not with a gun. But
I have a question. Why in this country is it so hard to evict somebody who should not be on your property? It just seems like they make it ridiculously difficult.
I agree with that.
They haven't paid the rent, or they trashed the place, or whatever. You ought to be able to kick them right out.
I think you're exactly right in this sense. In a civil case, most of the stuff I do, where there's a real dispute over, there's a car accident case, or somebody slipped and fell and hurt themselves, or medical malpractice, the amount of time that the defendant needs to prepare their defense, prepare an answer, I think that requires 30 days, and then another 30 days, and several months in order to do discovery. But when someone hasn't paid rent, and you get them served, I think they should get 10 days, no more.
Because you're essentially in breach of contract.
You're living for free. And what happens after they serve? And I don't want to make Mark, you know, pucker any more than he already has. Feet start going through walls. Doors start getting taken off.
Yep.
And if you get that as a measure of damages, good luck proving it was a crime and good luck collecting.
The law in this country actually makes it possible for a renter to take whatever anger they have out on you, because while you're trying to kick them out, they're tearing your house apart because they're mad now. And that just doesn't seem right. But it's a slow process.
And my suggestion, not advice for Mark, is in the future, if they miss a month, that's it. Send them a letter that says, you got a month or I'm going to file suit against you.
Have you talked to them?
Mark, have you talked to the people?
Yeah, on a regular basis, you know, she'll call me and say, I got $100 for you, or I can't make payment this week. And yesterday I told her, you're never going to catch up. Save all the legal fees, just move out.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe if you said to her, hey, come over here a minute. Why don't you tell your story to Mr. Happy?
Talk into the microphone.
That was Frank. Opinion.
Yeah, I'll be needing Scott's services,
but
for sure.
I got somebody. Yeah,
I'm kidding.
I do have somebody that does this, and it's a suggestion, but it's only because I've seen this happen hundreds of times. The most important, I feel bad for people that have hard times. I know more about that than people know. But the number one thing, when you have kids or you're living somewhere, you have to pay the rent. Yeah. You can't go live in a cardboard box. I know the same people, I'm sure, Mark, you've talked to them on their cell phone,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And you've seen their car in the garage or parked in the street. The cable or the TV, if you've gone by, they're wondering if they're still awake, and you see the blue flashing lights. They seem to have money for that. I don't know if your people smoke cigarettes.
By the way, you stop paying your cable payment, you got no TV.
You don't get served.
But getting them out of
off.
The house is a huge ordeal.
That's right.
Nothing else is. Boom, you're out. You're done.
For the landlord. And so I don't know. I don't know how many rental properties you have. But a lot of it is a numbers game, and if you have one bad tenant, you can lose that house. You could lose that property because you have downtime, you have to pay taxes, you have to probably pay the sewer and the water bill so that you don't get sued, and it can be a very horrific kind of either secondary source of income or even a primary source of income. So not only do I want you to send me an email and I'll get you in touch with my landlord-tenant person, but have your contracts that you have with your tenants, have those reviewed while you're kicking the old people out.
Mark, do you have Scott's email address?
lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com.
Yeah, let's see, look at this guy. He's got it. Mark, good luck. Being a landlord is not easy.
No, I mean, sometimes it's worth it, other times it's a headache.
You got that right. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
I tried it once. I'll never do it again. Never. I went with another guy, in with another guy. We were going to be big real estate tycoons. What a nightmare. I mean, what a horrible nightmare. They tore that place apart. I thought I'd never be able to sell it. Scott is next. Ooh, it's Scott to Scott. That's our new name of our new show here. Scott, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Scott Sherman. Scott? Scott, that's you. Once, going twice, going three times. Hey, now we got two lines open. 314-821-0590. Ooh, look at him ring. Or 855-282-TALK. So we move to Tom. Tom, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. I'm Tom, and I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Now, Scott, I don't want to tell you who I'm employed with, but it's amazing that the last person you talked to on the phone.
Yeah.
was serving the papers and evictions and what have you. I can relate to you very, very well after 14 years, okay? However.
Then there's always
a however in life.
What's your question for Scott?
Scott, I was on the job and I hit a one of those sweet gumballs on the parking lot of a place. And when I hit it, my hip popped out, and I thought maybe I just threw it out of place. Didn't think that much about it, because I know people have their hips out of place, and they work themselves back in. So I came home, and I told my wife, get me an ice pack and let me sit out here on the deck and listen to Frank. And I'm sitting out here, I guess, probably 20 minutes, maybe a half hour. Well, when I got up, I had no, like, there was no right leg there, and down the steps I went. And my wife says, she's calling 911. I said, no, don't do that. I'll be okay in the morning. I got the ice on it, and I have a lot of work to do in the morning. Well, the next morning I couldn't move, so we called 911. Went to the hospital. The doctor right away says, oh, that is broke. And he started giving me medication, which I felt pretty good about. And what happened was that now I'm trying to collect this through work comp.
Right.
Because originally it happened. The initial thing happened when I was on duty, when I was on at work. And now they're disputing that because it happened at home. But it really actually started while I was at work. Do I have a case?
Have you filed, since they're disputing it, have you filed a claim for injury with the workers' comp people?
Yes, I have.
Do you have a lawyer for that case?
I do.
All right. I'm going to double you back to your current counsel and say that the key element here is probably going to lie in a medical doctor that's going to give a causal connection to your injury and an opinion about that. I don't know how far down the road you are. Are you MMI, which for everybody out there that doesn't know what that means, maximum medical improvement yet?
No, I'm still under...
Their doctor's care.
Well, I'm under
a doctor's
a doctor's care, an orthopedic surgeon.
And you had surgery was probably the snap of the neck of your femur, which sounds horrible and is. It's a horrible injury.
Well, yeah, I had two cracks in my hip bone and one in my femur.
Yep, the trochanter, which is the neck. The medical part we can get in the weeds on. The key element on this is going to be, is this work injury, the same injury that the doctors have done those procedures on? And because you had a fall down the steps, it's going to be a battle. But if there's any thing about work comp, and work comp is awful in a lot of regards and good in some regards, is that you probably, through your lawyer, will be able to at least have an opinion from some doctor, your treating physician or somebody else, that yes, that was work-related. So just let your lawyer do his or her thing, and you know, that's why you have that person. They're supposed to navigate you through those waters. I could tell you maybe, but that's no kind of a help, and I don't think your lawyer would appreciate me sort of, you know, armchair quarterbacking their representation.
How long ago did this happen, Tom?
May.
May.
My birthday was on May 3rd. It happened on May 4th, and we missed a big Kentucky Derby party on May 5th.
Oh, so, man. And Tom, we have a brand new software program here at the station. It's incredible, and what it does is it listens to what you just said, and it goes into the system. And then it comes back and tells us about similar cases. And I'm looking here at four cases exactly like yours. And going by these, your right leg's going to have to be amputated.
Well, then I guess they call me peg.
I tell you what.
Peg leg.
Oh.
Well, he's got a good attitude about it.
Yeah.
So this all started by stepping on one of those gumballs from a tree?
Can I tell you something? My mother-in-law stepped one of those stinking things, and down she went.
Oh, they're
horrible.
Like
stepping on a marble.
Those things are horrible.
Well, yeah, I know of two people that had broke their ankles.
Yeah.
No, I forgot what she broke, but she took a bad fall and got a bad break from one of those things. And not only that, boy, don't step on them with bare feet. They're like little
spikes.
Yeah, like little porcupine balls.
Yeah, they'll hurt you. That's for sure. I can guarantee you.
Scott seems to think you've done everything right and you're on the right track. Let your guy do his thing, and you should be okay.
Well, thank you, Scott and Frank.
Yes, sir.
Again, AM and PM.
Thank you, Tom. We appreciate it. Good luck. All right, let's get another one in here.
Should cut every one of those trees down.
You know, what's the point of those gumballs?
No,
what
idea
is the derivative of the tree that they fall from? Is it a gumball tree?
I don't know. But
is it
what
kind of tree?
You know, look, some things produce things that are nuts. You can eat them, acorns, a squirrel. What happens to gumballs? Does any animal even want them?
No. They fall on the grass, and then if you try to cut the grass,
what is so special inside of that that it needs porcupine protection?
I don't know, but that's one of those things that if we eliminated it, I'm sure there are people who would cry, this nature. What would the world be worse off if we didn't have gumball?
No,
I don't think so. Let's get Rob in here. Rob, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you all?
Afternoon, Rob.
Hello, Rob.
All right. Male, divorced in 2015. Two kids. Let's just call them A and B. A's the oldest. Right now, I'm paying mom and maintenance plus care for A and B. A is going off to college in a couple of days. B has lived with me for about a year and a half now. I'm getting a little bit, I'd like to cut those payments. I'd like to downsize the payments.
How old is
it possible?
How old is A and how old is B?
A is 18, B is 16.
All right. Are they two boys, two girls, boy, girl?
Two females.
Okay.
But B's been living with you?
B's been living with me for about a year and a half.
Wow. I would contact the courts and let them know.
Are you a lawyer? Did I call Dan the lawyer? Or did I call Scott?
No, Dan's been divorced 9 times, so he knows.
Dan's got a lot of divorce experience.
I went through all that crap.
He did everything wrong.
But what Rob's asking is what every guy wants to ask, because this system rapes men.
It does.
It absolutely rapes them because they're men. And he wants to know, how does he go about getting this ridiculous? Can we ask how much? Do you mind how much you're paying?
$472.50 twice a month.
Twice a month. That's total. That's alimony, child support, everything. So it's over $900.
Roger that.
Okay, Scott.
Let's work on
that. Here's my question.
Sure.
Here's my question. I'd like to get this reduced, and I think I can. I think I've got a case, and my ex-wife agrees with me. She's like, yeah, okay.
She does?
Can I do that? Yeah.
Wow.
Hold on. Rob, do you have any idea what you just said? These are words that have never before been spoken.
Yes.
The words were, my ex-wife agrees with me.
Wow.
The only time that would ever happen is if you said, you know, I'm a bastard. Then you could go, okay, my ex-wife agrees with me.
You want the bigger news?
Sure.
I'm also sleeping with her.
What?
Well, you're...
You are?
Wow.
The only thing missing from the trifecta is getting some schmuck to marry her. That would be absolutely...
To marry her and then keep sleeping with her.
Thing.
Yeah, get a guy to marry her, but the deal is...
And have him get her pregnant.
Yeah, and you still get to sleep with her.
Honestly, I was going to call the problem solvers last month because...
You got a kind of
is this a good idea? Because it's not a good idea.
Well, if his ex-wife agrees he's paying too much, and this should be a slam dunk in the court.
So that's my question. Whoa. Can I do this without a lawyer involved? I'd like to circumvent legal fees.
Can I do this without a lawyer? I wish I could tell you yes because you want me to. I'm not going to tell you that. But I want you to do so bad. No. But you have some good things on your side. One, you have this substantial change of circumstance on child number two. B is living with you. That's a huge change of circumstance. You shouldn't be paying child support at all.
No.
That's number B. That's letter B.
Yeah.
Letter A is they changed the law in 2017, so it doesn't continue on to like 22 years old now. At 18, it cuts off, and I think it's unless they're fully enrolled in school, but it definitely cuts off at 21. So if you can get A to drop out, you'll be in great shape.
No, but, I don't want A to drop out.
Okay, very good.
I want A to graduate, but I'd rather send A a check directly than to go through mom because I'm feeling a little bit...
Yeah, I think you can do that. But here's what I would like you to do. I will give you, if you send me an email, the name of a non-sharky, non-ridiculous lawyer for domestic that will do a modification. I'll give you two names, and you can kick the tires on both of them.
Yeah, see, I don't think this should cost that much.
Is this a Missouri thing?
Yeah, it's a Missouri.
All right, cool. Is it sort of a Metro St. Louis thing, you know, St. Louis County. Okay.
I can tell you something. This is a very unusual. First of all, this guy's got an ex-wife who agrees with him that, I don't need that much money, and then also puts out.
Now, hey, are you paying through the courts at all, or just paying her directly?
Through Jefferson City, State of Missouri. I think it's called Family.
Yeah,
You could probably both contact them and do a phone. This is what I did. I had a phone interview with the people on the phone, never had an attorney, and disputed my child support going up and explained to them why, and they knocked it down. So if she agrees with you, if you're paying
for it. I think all they're going to do is they're going to want some signed, notarized form from her.
I would like to see Rob have someone on retainer and have a consent signed, notarized from the ex on the substantial change on B, which would knock his obligation to B out completely.
There's no paperwork like a driver, like a title for a car. That's not online.
Well,
you can't print it out.
No, you got to file what's called a motion to modify. But I take it you had a bad experience with your domestic lawyer and the fees were out of line with what you thought you got, because you probably got hosed. Whatever you want to do, but I'll give you the name of two people that especially with her cooperation, this would be duck soup kind of thing.
Well, that's my.
But the statute on A is important because the statutory change, the law change, makes this obligation of yours cut and dry as to A, and so the clock stops at 21. So as soon as she turns 21, I don't care if she's going to Harvard Medical School, you don't have any ongoing obligation support.
She's not that bright. She's not that bright.
Well, then you might get out of it earlier.
Wow.
Just send a couple cases of beer with her.
But doesn't she has to be enrolled like a certain amount of hours?
That's right. She
like
has to be fully enrolled. I think it's 12 hours. She has to carry a certain grade point average. They've made it a lot easier for deadbeat kids and their ridiculous parent, the co-dependent parent, from taking advantage of guys like Rob.
We're short on time, but Rob, I think what you're looking to do you'll realize you don't really need to do, and that's do this without a lawyer. I think you're assuming it's going to cost a fortune. And from what I hear, everything's on your in your favor here. This is going to be easy.
Correct.
It'll be quick. It's not going to cost Correct. That much to get it done right. Because, my goodness, if she agrees with you, you're paying too much. Mm-hmm. This is a walk in the park. This is easy. So,
yeah, this is a definitely a substantial change in circumstance. On B, you're going to save a lot of money. At least you're not going to have to pay more blood money. Now, the question is, if you stop paying your ex, is she going to stop sleeping with you? And that's a question that you have to decide how much you're going to pay her for that.
Robin,
but I'd work on getting her some marriage. So yeah, you don't have to pay any maintenance.
I've basically got a $400 hooker every month.
Well, yeah, you
that's
do.
Good. How much is the maintenance?
I hope she's not listening.
Since considering that she's the only ex-wife that's ever done this, she knows exactly who this is. You're in trouble. No.
Yeah. Rob, good luck. Rob, do you need Scott's email address in case you have a question about how to go about getting this done?
No, I've got it, sir.
Okay. Rob, good luck.
Have a great day.
You too. Man, you don't hear that every
this
day.
Guy's got it
My
going
ex-wife
on.
Agrees with me that I'm paying too much and I should pay less. Oh, and I still get sex. Dan, that's a perfect marriage. That's the Holy opposite cow. Of your marriage.
If all divorces were like that, every married guy would get divorced immediately. Wow. Tomorrow they would file.
My goodness, yeah. We got to take a quick break. We come back. Jeff, don't go away. Tim, don't go away. I think we can get both of them in here, and maybe one more in addition to that. First Community Credit Union. You know that name because we say it 2, 3, 4 times a week, and you hear it every Saturday morning. Last Saturday was a great Saturday, wasn't it?
It was.
Yard sale. People are finally catching on. They've already changed hosts at that other yard sale. They can't even keep the same host on the air. It's not this original yard sale anyway.
Fraudulent.
It is. Well, it's just in fraudulent. A sense. This is the real yard sale with the same sponsor, First Community Credit Union. Folks, you got something to sell on Saturday morning, this is a great place to do it. They can hear your voice. They can hear you describe it. You give them the price. You give them a number. Boom, they call you. Sold. If you can't call Saturday mornings, Dan's even set up an email address, firstcommunityyardsale@yahoo.com. You send an email to that email address. Say, here's what I have. Here's how much I want. Here's my phone number and my name. They'll do it for you on Saturday morning if you can't make the call.
And we have some for this Saturday.
There you go. First Community Credit Union, a great place to bank. Why? Why? Why is this any better in terms of a place to bank than anywhere else? Well, I think one of the most important things in any banking facility is rates. Rates on the money. What are you making on the money you're saving? And what are you paying for the money you're borrowing? They're famous for their rates, especially auto loan rates. Credit card, debit card, check. Yeah, they have all that. They have all that stuff. They're a banking facility. And a good one. And you're not just a customer, you're a member. And I have been for years. And I love it there. I'll bet I go in a lot more than you're going to go in. Most people just don't go. Don't have to. Everything's online, on the phone. I like to go in a couple times a week. Over 40 locations, this is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Check it out. First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com.
And get a look at traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by Staples. You have an accident westbound 370 at Earth City Expressway. They cleared that stall southbound 55 at Union. Heavy pockets on westbound 4064 between Route K and I-70. Accident cleared southbound Route 3 in Columbia and still working to crash northbound 255 north of Horseshoe Lake Road. Stop by your local Staples so your small business can take advantage of the back-to-school deals at Staples, like Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders for $1.92 and one-subject notebooks for just 25 cents each. Limit 30 in store only. Ends 9/118. Staples, the back to school specialty store. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
What does USDA Prime Beef really mean? USDA Prime Beef is the ultimate superior grade cut of beef. It has the highest degree of marbling and it's derived from younger beef, which is why USDA Prime is only found in upscale restaurants. And at Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, that's what's for dinner. The USDA Prime New York Strip Ribeye and Porterhouse. And Surf and Sirloin is also now hiring servers, hostesses, and bartender positions. Call 822-3637 or check them out online, surfandsirloin.com.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Oh, hello there. I'm 70s heartthrob and multi-Emmy award-winning sportscaster Doug Vaughn. Has your life been feeling dull? Well, I'll just get straight to the point. Come into the sharpest place in town and live with a new edge. Scissors, knives, pruners, hedge clippers, lawnmower blades, whatever you need sharpened, the fine professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery can take care of it for you. 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Astonish your friends, guests, or clients with an elegant Saddleback chocolate creation of dark, milk, white premium chocolate. Saddleback chocolates are available for monogram wedding gifts, corporate logoed events, and personalized gifts. Saddleback chocolates, handcrafted, classically stylish, and exquisitely packaged. Chocolate is the answer, no matter what the question. Find your answer at Strop's Market and SaddlebackChocolates.com.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Thursday again already. Time goes fast, which means, of course, Scott Sherman's here. Next on deck would be Tim. Tim, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman. I am AM in the PM.
Thank you, Tim.
I have a question. A good friend of mine lives in Wisconsin, and it's one of these tree on the neighbor's yard that is dead, and but the way the land is situated, the neighbor's yard is higher than my friend's yard, so the tree is on a slope, and it's totally dead, and she's afraid that this tree is going to fall down in a storm and land on her house, and the neighbor has been repeatedly talked to about, hey, can we go halves on, you know, knocking this tree down, and, you know, getting rid of it so it's not a hazard. Is there a possibility that she could go ahead and have that tree, there's a few limbs that are on her property. Those can be removed. I know that. But what I was wondering about was measure where on the tree they could cut the trunk, the main trunk down, so that if it would blow over, it wouldn't fall on her house. It would fall on her driveway.
Since we're short on time, I'll let Scott take this right away. Go ahead, Scott.
Gotcha.
If Wisconsin's law is like Missouri's law, if the tree is dead, then the owner of the tree could well be liable for the damages caused by it falling. Healthy trees, no.
This tree is absolutely, positively dead.
It would be, assuming that Wisconsin doesn't have some funky statute that changes things, and I don't see why one upper Midwestern state would be different than this Midwestern state. I would tell the neighbor, you got a big problem here. And you better get that tree down. Now, what about the self-help? Can your friend take self-help actions? If that tree or its branches are encroaching on the property, or if it's a direct and imminent threat to the safety of her or her property,
right.
Cut the damn thing down.
If it's tall enough, it is tall enough that if it blows, you know, if a storm comes and blows towards her house and takes that tree down, it's going to fall right onto the middle of her house. And
is there a part of it leaning over? Is it part of it encroaching on her property?
No, it's straight so far.
All right.
But,
what you're saying is it's straight so far and it's on their property, but if it were to fall, it's going to go her direction, I think.
Exactly.
I have a suggestion. She might want to talk to what parts is this? Milwaukee? Is this across? Where is this?
This is west of Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Okay. I would talk to a lawyer there and maybe get what's called a DEC action or a declaratory judgment action. Not very expensive. File a thing in court with the judge and say, Judge, I need an order to go onto that person's property and cut this tree down before I get killed.
Like a search warrant.
Here's the deal. In order, the tree is, the way that their property is set up, the neighbor's property is set up, the tree is so close to the house, to his house, that in order to remove the tree, they're going to have to come on her property to remove the tree.
Okay.
On the neighbor's property, who owns the tree?
On your friend's property.
The neighbor that owns the tree, it's so close to his house, they can't get heavy equipment in there to take the tree down. So they're going to have to come up her driveway to go ahead and, you know, get the man lifts and the, you know.
So
the
would she give them permission to do that, subject
oh,
to them?
Absolutely. She's written letters to them.
Well, they've ignored those. So I think it's time for a court order. The only way she cannot be trespassing on their property would be for a court order, unless the thing is just hanging by a thread and then somebody would cut it down. But I wouldn't feel comfortable giving that advice. I would say to this, to a lawyer up there, hey, I need a DEC action, a declaratory judgment action that says, essentially, the judge says, your friend has the right to go on there and cut that tree down before somebody gets killed.
Tim, has your friend approached them and said this tree needs to come down?
Yes.
And
four times.
And what's their reason for not wanting to do it? It's dead. Is it cost?
Well, the cost, yeah. So.
Well, if your friend is willing to pay to have it cut down, what's their argument? Why would they not want to let that happen?
Well, this person doesn't have a home. She's retired, and so she doesn't have the money that it would take. She's gotten a bid of $2,000 to take the whole tree down. And so, you know, she figured, well, she might be able to afford a portion of it, you know, because there's some limbs that are over on her property, and, you know, she'd pay for that. But this other person just doesn't want to have to spend the money to do it. And if it goes anyplace, it's going to go on her property. So, you know, he's just kind of, okay. And I told her, I said, even, you know, can't you get a hold of your homeowner's insurance, and get them out here and start getting them excited about it? Because, I don't know if that's an option or not.
No, I think that it's always good to negotiate and say, this could be a $2,000 fix or this could be a $200,000 fix. You guys decide. But how about a GoFundMe page? I mean, you know, it's you're talking about $1,000, but they're $1,000 away from settling this. And it's not as though the tree-owning neighbor is refusing to allow her onto the property. This isn't that problem. Because even with a court order, now you've spent $1,000, now she's back at square one, and the neighbor would have let her on there anyway. It's a money problem. So
she is, in order to remove the tree, they're going to have to go on her property.
Your friend's property.
To remove the tree.
And is she afraid that they're going to damage her property in some way?
No, she's not afraid of that, you know, okay. From a certified tree service, but she just wants to make sure that somebody does cut it down before it falls down. And the way that the lay of the land is there, it's going to be one of those things
without
where it's
going to
come on her
order,
property and probably take a portion of her house.
You know, there's an old story in the law that they teach in law school about this gal that works as an opera singer and she won't sing in violation of her contract, and it's like, well, you can't make Betty sing, you can only keep Betty from singing for somebody else. Without a court order, you can't make the neighbor take the tree down, you can only make them wish they did, either by negotiating with them or something else. But if you had a positive injunction or a DEC action, the court would say, you must take down this tree, neighbor. Or give the order that says, you have the right to go take down this dead tree, your friend up in Wisconsin. But somebody's going to have to pay for this, and it may be the neighbor. It may be your friend, and as Solomon once did, you may split the baby. But somebody's got to come up with a grand, or this thing's going to kill somebody. And I don't know that the neighbor at this stage has to do anything. They're only responsible if something bad happens. It's a negotiation. I'll tell you what. Get me a ticket to Wisconsin. I'll fly up there, and I'll beat the crap out of the neighbor. And I'll put him in a wood chipper, like on Fargo.
Tim, how old is the neighbor?
Cut the tree down.
How old is the neighbor that owns the tree?
I'm not really sure how old, younger than my friend. My friend's something in the neighborhood of 65 to 70 years of age. And this bothers her because, if it falls, you know.
Well, we're out of time, but the neighbor needs to be really made aware of something, and that is that if this tree falls over here and hurts somebody, or it lands on the head of somebody, does serious damage, you're in a world of hurt. And I think part of it is she needs to be scared into doing what obviously has to be done. So, do you have Scott's email address?
Absolutely, I do, and I won't take up any more of your time.
I believe you. I know I'm not going to make you quote it. I believe you. Tim, good luck.
And tell Scott if he finds anybody that needs a case for a Rolleiflex camera or somebody that has a Rolleiflex camera, I've got the case. He'll know what we're talking about, and he'll probably laugh about it.
But, absolutely.
Anyway, so.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Yeah. What was the Rolleiflex camera?
He's a yard sale caller.
Yep,
got a beautiful camera and a beautiful case.
Great. All right, we're out of time. We've got to thank Peroni's Pizza. Peroni's Pizza, two locations, Florissant and St. Peter's. Please don't forget, folks, they have a fantastic all-you-can-eat buffet Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And on Friday, it includes the chicken wings, the Florissant locations, their banquet facility.